There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Great morning, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebling here with Dave Benton. Our producer, Scott Eckersley. Tom Crawford will be joining us by phone very shortly from Saginaw Valley State University. And he is on a little recruiting trip with his son, Cody. It is the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Are they still a good school? I know they've had a solid program in the last couple of years. Are they still up towards the top, Saginaw Valley?
They're a solid program. They've had some years that have been better than others. Mm-hmm. But by and large, that's pretty good football.
I remember they used to be a top 10 program year in and year out.
Yeah. Hillsdale's been very good. Michigan Tech has been tough the last couple of years, so... But Grand Valley's still the gold standard in that league. There's a lot of good football in the state of Michigan. There's good football in Division III.
Absolutely. Here.
So they've had tremendous success with Albion, and Hope's had good teams, Adrian. So a lot of strong teams in the state of Michigan. Tremendous attendances for football from the Lions all the way through the colleges to the high school ranks. And last night, regional playoff action. A lot of it today. A lot of high schools in action
good
today.
Good win for DeWitt yesterday.
Nice, nice. Sexton, a big disappointment. Mm. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Tom Crawford will be joining us by phone periodically throughout the morning, and we'll check in with him in just a few minutes. Big week for him. He's got that grudge match with Purdue. University of Michigan trying to finally end that losing streak to the Boilermakers.
And solidify Rich Rod's spot for another year.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking at this now and saying if it's going to happen, it better happen now because Jim Harbaugh might be off the market.
Well, and what's interesting, too, about this game today is you win this game, all of a sudden you're playing with house money for Wisconsin and Ohio State.
Right.
And you never know what might happen. If you're just playing loose, playing relaxed, who knows? Maybe they give up just 42 points in
the
game.
Yeah. After the Michigan-Illinois game last week, I'm convinced Michigan can score on any team in the country.
Oh, without a doubt. That's not a question. The problem is I'm convinced every team in the country can score on them.
That's true. And I think that under normal circumstances, Wisconsin and Ohio State would be in the 40s plus. Mm-hmm. But what happens if it's one of those games where they turn the ball over?
I mean, look at Michigan, Ohio State last year. Ohio State did everything they could to keep Michigan in that game last year.
Absolutely.
And you're talking about a team now that has a quarterback that doesn't really turn the ball over as much as Tate Forcier did last year,
right,
which was the big problem in that Michigan-Ohio State game.
Right.
So if Terrell Pryor has another bad game where he's throwing picks, it's very possible. It's definitely possible.
Yeah, and I think that if you can put 40 points on the board, you got to say you have a chance.
Absolutely. Unless you're playing Oregon, maybe. I don't know. That might be the only situation.
Interesting games in the Big Ten today. Iowa going to Northwestern. Northwestern ended Iowa's perfect season last year, knocked Ricky Stanzi out for the rest of the regular season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now you've got a situation with Penn State starting to feel pretty
good.
I don't know what to make
of that game. You know, it's really, I mean, McGloin has looked good for Penn State since he's come in. Seven touchdowns, one interception.
Yep.
Ohio State, I mean, they do what they have to do to win. But you never know if maybe they're going to have another one of those trap games where they just don't play well. And Penn State, like you said, seems to feel good about themselves. Royster's been running a little bit better in the last few games. I really don't know what to make of that game.
And Penn State is one of those teams, Dave, historically, that gets better as the season goes on. Some teams get better, some teams get worse. And Penn State historically gets better as the season goes on. That's one reason they have the best record in the country in bowl games.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily always have the best team, but they are very tough.
They have it together by January, absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank God that Terrell Pryor's decided to stay for his senior season.
Do you believe that?
I don't understand why an announcement was necessary, to be honest. I mean, I look at his stats, I look at his talent, and he needs a senior year.
Like,
who's asking him to come out? Exactly. Yeah. Like, who asked him? What journalist was really thinking, wow, he could go pro next year? I mean, he'd be a late sixth, early seventh rounder. You know, I didn't understand the need for the announcement that he was staying.
Think back 10 weeks ago. Did you know much about Cam Newton?
Not a lot, no.
No.
Not a lot.
But Terrell Pryor was the big news. If someone had offered you a choice between Terrell Pryor and Cam Newton, it would have probably been a pretty easy choice.
Absolutely, especially after the Rose Bowl performance. Yeah. You definitely would have taken Terrell Pryor.
Well, it's been a pretty easy choice this year, too. Yeah. It's been the other way. Although the Cam Newton story is one we'll talk about later in the show. Mm-hmm. There's so much going on there, and it's daily, hourly revelations.
Yes.
Or at least rumors. We don't know about the revelations part. We don't know who to believe.
No. It's definitely one of those. People are kind of forgetting about the whole innocent till proven guilty thing at this point. And
yeah.
A lot of times when rumors start, people just start coming out of the woodworks and say, oh yeah, I knew too. Absolutely.
Right,
I was a part, I was there too. Absolutely. And it just, I'm one of those people. I'd rather see, usually where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
And I will admit that. But overall, I'd rather like to see evidence before I make a judgment on him.
393-3700, 393-3700. We will have a lot of special guests today. We're going to have Husin Muhammad with us. We hope to have Will Thiemann with us, voice of Michigan State basketball, and Jim Jackson.
All right.
A Big Ten analyst.
Was at the game
last night. And he's going to try to join us late in the show. He has a meeting from 9 to 11 he's going to step out of and try to talk to us for about 10 minutes after 10:30. So we hope that he will join us. Let's take one call now before we go to break, and let's try John Freeberg on line one. Hello, John.
Hey, Jack. How are you today?
Just fine. Did you enjoy the game last week? We got those tickets to you.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. I took my son, and we had a real good time. So,
well, no football today for Michigan State fans. And, you know, Dave, there was a time we didn't have bye weeks. They just weren't part of the schedule. And now you almost need one. Just week after week after
yes.
week
yes.
after week. So.
Yes, it's you need the recovery time without a doubt. I think Kirk Cousins needs the recovery time more than anybody. I think he's definitely kind of needs to get his head straight after two bad games.
Yeah, definitely. What's on your mind this morning, John?
Well, Jack, something worse for me today is that I can't go watch Holt against Rockford since they got crushed by Howell last week. I was really looking forward to the rematch, but that's even worse than not going to a Michigan State game for me today.
Yeah, and you
really
know, Holt played so well against Rockford in many ways, but just turned the ball over and really gave that game away early in the season.
They dominated in statistics and everything else except for turnovers. They would have, you know, lost by 3 points with six turnovers. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, Dave, when you can play a team like Rockford, completely dominate the game. And have a lead, and then six turnovers, and you lose by a field goal.
That's not bad.
So.
You know, Jack, that might have been the difference, too, in Holt not playing at home against Howell. So that was the difference, actually.
That's possible. What was it about Howell that impressed you?
Man, they're very quick on defense, and they got a lot of quick skill players. I wouldn't be surprised if they gave Rockford a tough battle today.
Yeah. What would you do about Cam Newton if you were a Heisman Trophy voter, John?
I guess... that'd be a tough call. I don't think I'd vote for him, though, honestly. I think that there's too much. It seems like there's a lot of evidence because it's coming from four or five different people. So,
yeah,
if it was just one person, you know, I would say, well, it's sour grapes and Mississippi State didn't get him. You know, they're trying to get back at Auburn for paying them or whatever. And I mean, for recruiting them. And I just think there's too much evidence to indicate that he would be innocent. But I guess we'll have to wait and see how this plays out.
Paying them, recruiting them, it's really pretty much the same in some cases in the SEC. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. You guys have a great day.
All right. We will be back with much, much more. And your calls, 393-3700, 393-3700. Tom Crawford will be joining us shortly. Jack Ebling, Dave Benton, Scott Eckersley, The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.